الرحيم. باب قراءة الشروع المأموم في نافلة بعد شروع المؤذن في إقامة الصلاة سواء كانت النافلة سنة أم تلك. There is a next chapter in which it is makruh, it is undesirable that a person should start with any other namaz, nafil namaz, which is even sunnat namaz, after the muazzin has started with takbir, giving iqama. Then a person should not start with his own namaz, but he should join the jama'at. And in this also, a person today, there are watches, and unfortunately or fortunately, we work by the watches, by according to the clock we work. And almost everyone has got not only one watch on him, but so many watches on his cell phone and that. So we can see that if we want to start our sunnats, we should try and finish them before the takbir is given for the namaz. We should not wait till later. And we should make our sunnats before time, and when the takbir starts, give importance to the jamaat namaz. That is the highlight of the masjid, the jamaat namaz. It's not a nice thing that we are careless and takbir is given and we are still carrying on with our sunnats. And for that, if we should try and discipline ourselves also, and to come at least at 1-2 minutes earlier, so that we finish our sunnats. Yes, in case of an emergency, we have to go to toilet suddenly or something, that is a different case. But as far as possible, we should make our finish our namazes, and when takbir starts, join the jamaat from the start, so that we get our takbir-e-ula. And also we could try and go to the front and get the first saf. That is the proper way. And being careless and just making our namaz, takbir is carrying on, etc., that is not correct. As far as Fajr sunnats are concerned, however, if a person is delayed, there also we should try and discipline ourselves and make our sunnats before the takbir starts. But if we are late, then the Fajr sunnats we are permitted. Or some ulama of the opinion that the Fajr sunnats should not be, even jamaat has started, Fajr sunnats should not be made in the masjid but outside the masjid. That is, in the sahen, the courtyard, the area which is outside the masjid, the Fajr sunnat should be made there. So, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Nabi Kareem صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم said, إذا أقيمت الصلاة فلا صلاة إلا المكتوبة. When the takbir is given for namaz, then there should be no other namaz taking place but the faraz namaz. That is to give high, to show the highlight and the importance of the faraz namaz. The wisdom of this ruling is that a person should attempt to complete his sunnah and nafil salats before the imam commences. We are coming to the masjid for the faraz namaz. So that is what must be given the most importance, and we should give due attention to that, so that he may join the farad salah with full devotion and acquire the great rewards of the first takbir. And if we can discipline ourselves, which we should try to, in fact, finish our sunnats or whatever namazes we want to make before the takbir starts. And we can meditate, make some muraqabah, and focus our mind on the namaz that we are going to, that I'm now going to be starting this great namaz, and we can focus ourselves. If we are still busy with our sunnats, etc., and takbir is given, then we also rushing in our namaz. We are rushing to just get the takbir, to join this jamaat, and that is not a nice attitude, just to be rushing like that. But we should try and give it due the importance that it deserves. He may join the first salah with full devotion and acquire the great rewards of the first takbir. In addition, an obligatory action takes preference over an optional one. It is also making our sunnah, so while the takbir is given, namaz is started, our attitude is showing that we are not giving importance to the faraz namaz. And if we finish before and we are waiting for the faraz, it shows that we have got importance and we are eagerly waiting for the faraz namaz. According to Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Malik rahimahumullah, this hadith excludes Fajr Salat. Hence, according to them, it is permissible to perform the sunnah salah of Fajr after the imam is commenced the first salah. Sunnah Fajr sunnats that a person should read, they are very, very important. And even if the imam is started and we are sure we will get the jamaat won't be over. If we came late, the imam is gone in the second ruku already. Now we're going to start our sunnats and we'll miss our jamaat, then we don't read our sunnats then. Then we will read it after sunrise, after ishraq time. Then we should read anytime then we should read those sunnats. But if we feel we will get the jamaat, then we should read the sunnats. But we should try and read them outside the masjid area. For the reason for this is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam especially emphasized the sunnah salah of Fajr in various ahadith. According to Imam Shafi'i and Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, it is makruh to perform any sunnat or nafil salah once the imam is commenced the faras salah. According to the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, that even Fajr, where the person should not read his sunnats. He should join the jamaat when the jamaat is stood up. If the imam commences the faras salah while a person is performing sunnah and nafil salah, then he should shorten his namaz and not abandon it, unless he fears that he may miss the faras salah altogether. And a person should never rush through his namaz. Whenever there is some necessity, like in the aeroplane if we are reading namaz, make the namaz short. Instead of three times Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in sajda, read it one time. But we should not rush through the namaz at any time. Read short surahs, but make our namaz short. So if we have started our sunnats, we were unmindful. We didn't look at the time and we started our sunnats. And now we see that muazzin is giving takbir for namaz, then shorten our namaz so that we can join the jamaat. Wa akhiru da'wana.